Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Janavallabha Giri Vardhari Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayet Nashta Prayesha Badreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Nashtiki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Hare Krishna. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 3, entitled Krishna is the Source of All Incarnations. Text 29.
Janma Guhyam Bhagavato Yayetat Prayato Naraha Sayam Pratar Grunan Bhaktya Dukha Grama Advimuchyate Janma Guhyam Bhagavato Yayetat Priyato Naraha Sayam Pratar Grunan Bhaktya Dukha Grama Advimuchyate Janma Guhyam Bhagavato Yayetat Priyato Naraha Sayam Pratar Grunan Bhaktya Dukha Grama Advimuchyate
word to word meaning. Janma, birth. Guhyam, mysterious. Bhagavataha, of the Lord. Yaha, one. Etat, all this. Prayataha, carefully. Naraha, man. Sayam, evening. Prataha, morning. Grinan, recites. Bhaktya, with devotion. Dukkha gramat, from all miseries. Vimuchyate, gets relief from. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Whoever carefully recites the mysterious appearances of the Lord with devotion in the morning and in the evening gets relief from all miseries of life. Purport. In the Bhagavad Gita, the personality of Godhead has declared that anyone who knows the principles of the transcendental birth and activities of the Lord will go back to Godhead after being relieved from this material tabernacle. So simply knowing factually the mysterious way of the Lord's incarnations in this material world can liberate one from material bondage. Therefore, the birth and activities of the Lord as manifested by Him for the welfare of the people in general are not ordinary. They are mysterious. And only by those who carefully try to go deep into the matter by spiritual devotion is the mystery discovered. Thus, one gets liberation from material bondage. It is advised, therefore, that one who simply recites this chapter of Bhagavatam, describing the appearance of Lord in different incarnations, in sincerity and devotion, can have insight into the birth and activities of the Lord. The very word vimukti or liberation indicates that the Lord's birth and activities are all transcendental. Otherwise, simply by reciting them, one could not attain liberation. They are therefore mysterious, and those who do not follow the prescribed regulations of devotional service are not entitled to enter into the mysteries of His birth and activities.
Om Ajnan Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijanasaitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namasute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Yanta Parvisham Vachimam Prasuptam, Sanjeevayati Akila Shakti Dharaswadamna, అన్యాం చ హస్త చరణ శ్రవణ త్వగాదిన్ ప్రాణాన్ నమో భగవతే పురుషాయ తుభ్యం. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ. Translations. Whoever carefully recites the mysterious appearances of the Lord with devotion in the morning and the evening gets relief from the miseries of life. So here in Prabhupada's purport always gives deeper insights and elaborates on the verse. Anytime devotees think it is a repetition kind of. But here we can see the Prabhupada purports are loyal to the text. Here purported Prabhupada writes that the births and activities of Krishna are confidential mystery, and he said in Bhagavad Gita they can be understood, how we can understand, Prabhupada writes, by carefully, and he gives the ways of understanding. First he says that by right mood, by sincerity and devotion. Second, he says in this purport, by logic, by understanding Krishna's activities, if one gets liberation. So how can these activities can be a mundane? And so today we'll discuss on the how the activities of birth of Krishna in particular, in his activities in different incarnations, are how is their mystery. In this word Guhyam, Prabhupada translates as a mystery. And in the purport also almost 2-3 times he says it is a mystery. So how, one point again he says in purport that how by going deep into this subject matter one can understand this mystery and get the liberation. Right. Third point he said, going deeper is by following the prescribed regulations. So this mystery, what is a mystery? One of the, in the dictionary meaning of the mystery is that any phenomena which cannot understood or cannot be explained by any logical, there is no logical explanation for that. Such a thing is called as a mystery. And there are very well known mysteries which are there. So one of is that this, at least we heard that Bermuda Triangle, you know, that people say that this triangle exists between the Bermuda, Miami and the San John. That these three locations forms a shape like a triangle, and it is said that any ship or any airplane which passes through that area, you know, almost 20 odd ships are destroyed or sunk inside or lost completely, and a few planes. So that is a kind of a mystery, cannot be understood, cannot be explained. There is another phenomena like unidentified flying objects, UFO, and that is also kind of a mystery. So in 1947, first time somebody observed the 9 objects flying that was first time reported, and later on the many sightings were reported. And even eventually the government also tried, US government also tried to have organized UFO research. And recently they have published that the sightings are true, but there is no further information. You know? So still remains a mystery. Not understood, neither can be explained why this exists. Another mystery which is there in the popular culture in the West is that the Bigfoot. The Bigfoot is an ape-like man. So, in the jungles of America, somewhere that the ape-like man still exists. In 1967, one person actually made one small short clip, video clip, is there, and that created the whole material for the discussion and the mystery. Then in 1518 in France, one lady started dancing in the street, middle of the city, standards. And she is not stopping only, continuously, day and night she is continued dancing. So the authorities came to, everyone noticed then, and then the authorities started to stop her. but she was not stopping. But what happened, a few more joined. Almost 30 people joined with him, with her, and they started dancing continuously. It's called a dancing plague, and it spread. Now, afterwards, the 400 people, almost 400 people were dancing continuously. People died because of the heart attack, exertion, breathlessness, but they were not ready to stop. It is said that one time, 15 people were dying daily because of this. It's called dancing plague. So these all, these mysteries, there are people who says this is a kind of a hoax. Many people create the, and every, as soon as little information is there, just like a sightings, UFOs. Kisi ka party tha, party mein balloon chhoot gaya, toh other people start considering that is a UFO sighting. So like that, so many hoaxes also there. So that the people who consider this is a completely hoax, and then there are people who think that there are logical explanations and can be understood. So there are these two kinds of people. But both kinds of people neither have complete understanding of all the phenomena, neither they give the perfect explanation which can satisfy everyone. So at the end it remains a mystery. You know? The current times, if you see, there were this pandemic, corona pandemic, you know? Coronavirus. Its origin is mystery, its nature is mystery, and its treatment is a mystery. So origin, nobody knows how from bat it came to the human. Somebody says one market. Somebody says that from the lab it's by mistake released. Somebody says it is a bio warfare. And it always remains a mystery. How it acts, what is its nature? Starting you bola tha ki mask lagane ki zarurat nahi hai. Then they started, you have to wear the mask. They said no, it is not the airborne. Now they are saying the airborne. So it is always a mystery how its nature. It again keeps on mutating. Yeah. Then how its treatment is also a mystery. Somebody is getting cured without any treatment, and somebody in spite of all the facilities, all the proper care, all the proper treatment, all the recommendations followed, still he is has to leave the body. So even treatment is mysterious. So here in this verse, Janma Guhyam Bhagavato, the Lord is described as a mystery. The Lord is also a mystery. Kunti Maharani says ki Namaste Purusham Swadhyam Ishwara Prakriti Param Alaksham Sarvabhutanam Antar Bahir Avastitam. She is saying that, my dear Lord, you are existing outside everywhere, and you are there inside also. But still people cannot see you. A virus be vaisa, outside everywhere is there, inside is also there, but still we can't see it, because it's a too minor to actually see and observe. It's beyond our capacity of eyes to see it. It's beyond our capacity of eyes to see it. So here Kunti Maharani is saying that Lord is alaksha. Lord cannot be seen. Why? Because maya javanika channam agya doksha javayam. Because Lord is an adhokshaja. See, he is aksha means the senses, particularly eyes, but that also refers to the other senses. Akshaja means the knowledge which can be captured and understood through the senses. Other akshaja means Lord is beyond this knowledge. So the senses, our senses have certain capacity. Eyes can see. When it is too close, you cannot observe. When it is too far, you cannot observe. And the limitation, eyes has a limitation. Right? Seven colors we can observe. If there is something else, we may not able to identify. Eyes have a limitations on its capacity. Ears have limitations. 20 hertz, low than 20 hertz, we cannot distinguish. Ultrasonic, that also we cannot distinguish. You know, 20 kilohertz up, that also we cannot understand. Right? Our ears has limitation. Similarly, the nose has limitation. How much different fragrances we can distinguish. There is a limit to it we can understand. Right? Tongue has limitation. So practically all the senses are limitations. So therefore anything which goes beyond the capacity of our senses is actually mystery. It is actually a mystery. Like this virus, somebody may even use the microscope and few people can actually found out the shape and all. They see like there are kadamba flower. They give the shape like kadamba flower. So somebody may able to see it with the extended senses in the form of microscope and all. But eventually, we need to receive the knowledge through our senses. So the senses are imperfect. Senses has limitations. So the knowledge which is derived by the senses, which is beyond the capacity of senses, is always a mystery. So Lord is beyond the capacity of the senses. Adokshaja. One cannot, it's not within the range of your eyes, it is not in the within the range of your ears, it is not in the range of your any of the senses. So therefore it always remains a mystery, cannot be understood. Adokshaja, another meaning of adokshaja is a and sha, the any word which is used. A is the first letter of the alphabet and sha is the last letter of the alphabet. Any letter in between cannot describe the Lord. Therefore is adokshaja. So they means cannot be explained. If the Lord cannot be explained, then it remains the mystery forever. One may think, oh, if the Lord cannot be expressed by any word, then what about the chanting of the holy name, chanting of the mantras, what about the reading of the scriptures, what are the Vedas, for which purpose? Atato Brahma Jigyasa, the human being is supposed to go and look for in the Vedas for the Lord. So what about that? So this question was even asked by the Parikshit Maharaj to Shukadeva Goswami. He said, Brahman, Brahman in Nirdesha, Nirguna Guna Vrittaya, Katham Charanti Srutaya, Sakshat Sadasat Pare. Parikshit Maharaj is asking, Vedas are telling that Anirdesha, Lord is Anirdesha, this cannot be described in the words. Then how come the Vedas are able to tell this, describe it? Katham Charanti Srutaya, which is beyond. So to this answer, Shukadeva Goswami says, Buddhi Indriya Mana Prana Jananam Asrajat Prabhu Matra Artham Cha Bhavartham Cha Atmane Akalpanaya Cha. So he is saying that the Lord has created this intelligence, Buddhi Mana Prana, this Pran, Man and Indriya, senses, everything is created by the Lord. All the five elements are created by the Lord. So the water has a taste, right? But this ability of taste is given by the Lord. Right? Every element which is created by the Lord, Lord has entered into the element and empowered them to have that potency. Even the ability of words to describe the objects of this world, right? Color, form, shape, whatever the words are used to describe, the ability of words to describe the objects of this world is also coming from the Lord. Lord has invested that potency in that. So then the Shukadeva Goswami is saying, that if Lord can empower even for your personal water maintenance, all the creation is created and He has empowered the creation for these two purposes, matrartham cha bhavartham cha. For your enjoyment, you are able to enjoy because senses are empowered to enjoy. Matrartham cha bhavartham cha, and subsequent reactions and sufferings which come. So this whole creation is designed like that. But along with that, everything is also empowered for the Atmane Kalpanayacha, means can be used for the liberation. So similarly saying that when the words also, there can be a specific words, when we are empowered by the Lord, has the potency to even reveal the Lord. The Prabhupada writes in this purport, Lord can create some extraordinary way for words to function, apart from their ordinary references. So that will enable them to express the Supreme Truth. He is after all the Almighty Lord, Prabhu. He can easily make the indescribable describable. So the Lord is indescribable beyond the word explanations. So this cannot be understood, cannot be described, then it remains a mystery. Another reason Kunti Maharani says that Maya Javanika Channam. So this is a mystery, right? As soon as a mystery, it is a confidential secret. And confidential secret is maintained by the person who knows the confidential secret. It is a confidential. So how Lord maintains this confidential secret? By Maya Javanika Channam. By covering of Maya. He has covered the living entities. He covers their intelligence by this spell of Maya. Therefore, even if you witness, even if the people come across the Lord, they are not able to see it. Duryodhana. Duryodhana could talk to the Lord. He had seen the Lord, personal audience of the Lord, but he could not understand him. Some people said that is ordinary form, universal form. That is the exhibition of God. That is the manifestation of God. Duryodhana saw that also. Right? When the Lord showed the universal form to Dhritarashtra, Duryodhana saw that also, but still he could not come to his senses. Only once he got a doubt, when he approached Bhishma and said you are not fighting properly. You are not fighting properly. You are very lenient to the Pandavas. Bhishma became angry and he said, okay, take these 5 arrows. Tomorrow I am going to kill with these 5 arrows. Duryodhana had no trust on the Bhishma. He took those 5 arrows, kept with him. But Krishna was there alert. Krishna had told Arjuna to go and collect those 5 arrows. Arjuna went to Duryodhana, begged for those 5 arrows as another Kshatriya he gave also. And then the Duryodhana started thinking, okay, how come he know? How come he know that these 5 arrows were there? So he got this idea. Maybe Krishna may be the God. But that also didn't transform him. There not any transformation. Like Kamsa saw Krishna, Kamsa saw, heard that he is going to be killed by this 7th, 8th child of Devaki. He saw the wonderful activities of Krishna, in the sense all the demons who were sent, they were killed. Still, he called him, Krishna, to the Mathura. If he knows that he is going to be killed by the Krishna, so he should be sent away from him, right, isn't it? Generally, people run away from the death. But he has called Krishna here. And he has sent Keshi also, before. One side he sent the Keshi to kill, and other side he said Akura to bring. Means he was so sure that the Keshi is going to be killed. And then he wanted Akura to, therefore he immediately started planning for the sacrifice of Dhanusha Yajna. And he sent Akura to bring. But he could not understand Narad Muni came and told that Krishna is actually the Vishnu is coming. But still, cannot understand because the intelligence is covered by the potency of Maya. Shishupal saw all the activities, but everywhere he saw the fault only. Right? So, therefore, because the Lord is in Maya potency is influencing, so therefore the people cannot see. And the devotees also are covered by the Yoga Maya. Therefore, though there are so wonderful activities performed by Krishna, lifting Govardhan, killing Putana, but still the Nanda Maharaj is not able to see him as the God. Either Yashoda Maya is able to see him as the God. And immediately their eyes are covered, their intelligence is covered. Even Krishna is also under the Yoga Maya. Maya Javanika Channam means who? He himself has covered himself under the Yoga Maya. And therefore, when he is crying, he is actually crying. He is not imitating, he is actually crying. Right? He is actually afraid because he himself is under the Yoga Maya. Right? The drama is performed. That is the best drama when the actors are completely identified with the role. So therefore, the outside, the people are under the 3 modes of material nature. Inside, people are under the Yoga Maya. They are covered in the... They are also covered, and the Lord himself is covered under the Yoga Maya. And in this case, even if the curtain opens, the people will see, they are seeing the different incarnation. They will see the boar, they will see the lion, they will see the horse, they will see the... Right? So not able to see, not understanding the truth behind those activities. Here the Kunti Maharan is giving the example, Nato Natya Dharo Yata. Just like a dramatic artist, when performing, shows different gestures. Right? But the person who doesn't understand those meaning of those gestures cannot appreciate and cannot understand it. So similarly, when the Lord is performing such wonderful pastimes in different incarnations, the people who do not understand his transcendental nature and activities, they can't appreciate it. So Lord also keeps his secret by way of contradictions. So the many contradictions he creates, because some people want to go into the mystery of this birth and death, birth of Lord. So his activities are filled with the contradictions. Right? So the people's intelligence gets bewildered. Karmani anyasya bhavo bhavasyate durga shrayo atari bhayat palayanam kalatmanu yat pramada yutashrama Swatman Rate Kidyati Dhir Vidamiya. So his activities are filled with the contradiction. He is unborn, still takes birth, he has no activities, still he performs the activities, he is not a. His Kalatmana, even the death is personally fearful of him, but he runs away from the battlefield. He is completely satisfied with the self, but the 16,000 wives. His body is completely spiritual, but Bhishma is throwing arrow, the blood is coming out of his body. Right? So he kills the demons, though he is all merciful. He protected the Pandavas, but allowed Abhimanyu to be killed. He protected, in the beginning he protected the Parikshit Maharaj, but in the end he allowed to die him with the curse. He loves his devotees, but allowed them to suffer. So therefore, all these contradictions make the people, those who want to try to understand the Lord, bewildered. And in this way, the secret of his pastimes and birth, he maintains. Some people then take to the Vedas. Do not analyze the Lord's activities. Let us see in the Vedas what is there, what they are talking about. And the words of the Vedas are, first Krishna says ki they are indirect. Purukshu Vada Vedoyam. So they are indirect. They do not take the name of the Lord directly only. He is there, he is here, he is not there, he is inside, he is outside, he falls, he moves fast, he is slow. Like that, so many contradictions when the indirect words. And this words of the Vedas, Shabda Brahma Sudarbodham, Pranendriya Manomayam, Anantaparam Gambiram, Durvidayam Samudravat. So first is that the sound itself is so transcendental. It exists in the four levels. It is a prana level. It is a para, then in the mind level it is like a prashanti, at the intelligence level it is like a madhyama, and then the vaikari, what we hear. So the mind, what access we have is the vaikari. So on all other levels actually it's more deeper. So sudurbodham, they're difficult to understand the Vedic words, shabda. Anantapan, so much unlimited ocean of Vedic knowledge is there. And it is like an ocean so deep, and then the unfathomable, one cannot surpass, come to the any conclusion by going through the Vedic literatures. So he has kept secret. It's there. Krishna is there in the Vedas, but it is so secret and hidden, just like a stranger is hidden into the ocean. So because of all these reasons, Krishna is adokshaja, is covered by the Maya Javanika contradictions, and is even secret to the Vedas, therefore he maintains this guhyam. His birth and activities are always kept secret. So then what should be done? Here Sukadeva Goswami is recommending Sayam Pratar Gunan Bhaktya. Just take to the discussion of the topics of Krishna. Change the subject matter of our content of absorption. And he's saying, allowing us to change the subject matter of our content, what we consume, what we produce. What is the content we are consuming or producing? Change the subject matter to the topics of birth and activities of Krishna. Shrinvanti, Gayanti, Grinanti, Abhikshinasha, Smaranti, Nandanti, Tave, Hitam, Jana, Tayeva, Pashanti, Achirena, Tavakam, Bhava, Pravaho, Uparamam, Padam, Pujam. So Kunti Maharaj is saying, Shrinvanti, Gayanti, Grinanti, Abhikshinasha, all the time, constantly, one who does this, he is can actually directly see the personality of God at Lord. But at least Sudhaya Goswami is there, if you can't do constantly, as well, morning and evening. At least morning and evening. So at least keep morning exclusively for the Lord, and WhatsApp, social media can be kept aside for the morning time at least, and the evening time. And Prabhupada's formula is that the Bhagavatam class in the morning, Bhagavad Gita class in the evening, and the Krishna book reading in the night. So that is the quota for the Sayam Pratha Gran Bhakta. And here our Bhagavad Gita is not there, the evening programs. Either giving the classes or the preparation for the classes, both is like a Gran Bhakta. So preparation is also like a hearing and chanting. And another point here mentioned is that the Grinan Bhakta, Grinan means reciting, means to ourselves. It is not that when the program is there, we don't study only, we don't read only. He is saying the recitation of the pastimes of Krishna should happen for ourselves, our benefit. Grinan, Grinan means there is no audience. The audience is not required. Right? Prabhupada himself showed this. Prabhupada, when there was no audience, he made the recording. And that is what the introduction of Bhagavad Gita. There was no audience when he spoke the introduction of Bhagavad Gita. Okay. So nowadays actually everything is time and place. Doesn't matter. People you speak, even there is no audience, that people hear somewhere else at some other time. So the time and place is not a restriction. So, Grinan, and the, what should be the mode? Mode of sincerity and the devotion. Maitreya Muni has showed this mode. Tathapi kirtiyami anga yathamati yathashukam. Kirti hare swam satkartum iram anya vidasatim. So the glorification of Lord, there is no way one can perfectly glorify. There is no perfect. Still, yathamati yathashukam, whatever our capacities, whatever we have heard, what we know, as per our capacity, we must share and one must recite, glorify. So our limitations is not the limitation, our desire and eagerness is the limitation. And that itself is a chanting or speaking of the glories of the Lord itself is a perfection. So another ekanta labo vachsona punsam sushloka mooler gunavadamahu srutesya vidvadvi upakrutayam kathasudayam kutasamprayoga. So the perfection is in this chanting the glories of Lord itself. There is nothing else which to be achieved from this chanting. And some may be able to, with an excellent, perfect way, one may be able to glorify Lord. But others' perfection should not become should not eclipse our performance actually. We should be able to speak and glorify the Lord as per our capacities. Tukaram Maharaj says that the swans, they walk very elegantly, but it doesn't mean crows should not walk. Right? So therefore, as our capacity is there, one should try to glorify the Lord. And that itself is the perfection. If anyone tries to attain something else from this method of glorification, then it's just it's a temporary. Another point here is that be yourself and do your contributions. This is what Sridhar Maharaj used to say. So there can be different people with the different capacities. You know, somebody can quote the shlokas just like a stream of a river, and somebody will find even to quote one shloka has to struggle thousands of times, he has to refer. Somebody goes with so much technical details, dissect the whole every sentence, every word, and somebody everything is okay, doesn't make difference. So somebody can be somebody can give daily three classes like Gaurvilas Prabhu. One day he said that he has given 5 classes, and then one class is 1.5 hour and 2 hours like that. And somebody gives one class in a month, that also he has to prepare for the whole month. Right? So whatever your capacity is there, so what is important point is that the glorification should continue. And he says, be yourself and do your contributions, as the Sridhar Maharaj says. And then make use of all the opportunities what comes, which Krishna bestows. Brahmaji was asked by the Narad Muni the 5 technical questions. Right? Yad rupam, yad adhishthanam, what is the foundation, who is the supreme, and how this universe functions. And there is no question about the incarnation. He explained everything in a brief and then said, that is okay, now we hear about the pastimes of the Lord. And he described in a whole chapter about the different incarnations of the Lord. He took the opportunity and used for the glorification of the Lord. So therefore, whatever the opportunities comes, use for glorifying the Lord. You know? When the devatas approached him about the so much darkness, what is this? So immediately started glorifying about in 3.15. He started describing the Vaikuntha Loka. That was not the question asked. And that was not their inquiry also. But he started describing the Vaikuntha Loka. He took that opportunity and used that opportunity to glorify the Lord. So therefore one should, whatever the opportunity comes, we should use that to describe the pastimes of the Lord. Here one other word is used is prayataha nara. Yeah, prayataha nara means Prabhupada is translated careful. So what is that care? Careful endeavor. So ajopisan avyatma bhuta anam ishwaropisan prakritim swam adishtaya sambhavami atmaya janma karma cha me divyam evam yo vyakti tattvata tektva deham punar janma naiti mameti sojana. This is what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. So as soon as one understands the transcendental nature of births and activities of Lord, then one can get the liberation. So what is the care has to be taken is that this transcendental aspects of the Lord's birth
transcendental aspects of the Lord's activities and transcendental aspects of the Lord's disappearance has to be emphasized and understood. What do you mean by transcendental? Three things. First is that the Lord's body is not material. Lord is eternal. His form is eternal. And third is that the tattvata. Tattvata means non-different from the Brahman or the Lord. The Lord is the birth of activity. Birth, activities and disappearance has the same nature as the Lord. Just Nama Rupa Kundalila. These are all transcendental. So this is what the meaning of the Divyam. So therefore, what care has to be taken is that the one should be able to describe, while describing the activities, this transcendental nature of the Lord has to be emphasized and ensured. Immediately after that, Bhagavad Gita Krishna talks about this verse. Vita raga bhayak krodha manmaya mamupashita baho jnana tapasa puta amad bhava magata. He says, he said that this is the austerity, tapasa, if one performs. So by this austerity, what is that austerity? Austerity is that, establishing Lord's transcendental nature. There are so many wrong ideas, wrong logic people give, and the wrong arguments people give. So the tolerating the arguments and also counteracting those, that is the austerity what Krishna is saying. So this austerity of countering these wrong arguments, logic and the ideas, this austerity has to be performed. When people perform this austerity, right? So there are very, people have many wrong ideas. Right? Nature is the law, nature is everything. God doesn't exist, even God exists, he has no form. God is energy or light, right? There are so many wrong ideas in the people's mind. People get very wrong logic also. Ravana is a Brahmana, killed by Ram. So the Ram is a hetero Brahmana. Different, completely wrong logic. And then the arguments. So, what is that endeavor? Prayatva Nara is that one should be countering this wrong ideas, wrong logic, wrong arguments, which are given by the confused Hindus, Mayavadis, Communists, Islamists, Secular, Buddhists, everyone who are giving. So this has to be countered. That is prayatva. That is the endeavor. So when this austerity is performed, jnana tapasa, right? One is purified. Puta, purified. But people are under influences of these different conceptions. When these conceptions are removed, they are purified. Madbhava magata. They come to me. Right? Vita raga bhayakrodha. How it has to be performed? Vita raga. Raga means yourself should not get attracted to the different conceptions and ideas. Bhaya. There should not be fear of the fear of confronting such people. Neither their ideas, neither violence. Neither and the krodha. There should not be hate towards them. Vita raga bhayakrodha. How it is possible? Manmaya. We are completely absorbed in the reciting the glories of the Lord. The people who are constantly absorbed in the glories of the Lord are not affected by this. That is possible. They will not get influenced by the other influences. And they will not be afraid now that hate. When the mamupashrita, they take completely shelter of Lord. So in this way, when one carefully endeavors, then one get a liberation. So, by doing this, by carefully endeavoring to understand the transcendental nature while reciting the glories of the Lord, so one get the fruit of this, that is the liberation. In this verse talks about that, dukkha gramam vimuchyate. That is the liberation. But doesn't mean you will get able to understand the whole mystery. That mystery will remain a mystery itself. Brahmaji says that, ki kovetti bhuman bhagvan paratman yogeshwaroti bhavatas trilokyam pava kathamva kativa kadeti. Nobody knows. Vistarayan kridasi yoga maya. He's saying, my dear Lord, who is that person who can understand? Where you appear? When you appear? How many appearances you took? What time you appear? Nobody can, how you appear? Nobody can understand. Kovetti bhuman. So, vistarayan kridasi yoga maya. You spread your illusion. You appear there. He comes, he conquers, he goes. He comes, he enjoys and he goes. And nobody can understand what happened. If someone says, yeah, I understand that Brahmaji is saying that, let them say understand. But as far as I am concerned, your glories are beyond my words. Manaso vapusho vacho vaibhavam tava agocharam. But the devotees understand, right? Athapi te deva padam bhujadvayam prasada leshanu grihita evi janati tattvam bhagvan mayimno nachanne ekobi chiran vichinman. So Brahma is saying that the devotees, by your mercy, can understand the truth of your nature. Right? So the Kunti Maharani is saying that why you appear? Some say that you appear to kill the demons, some say you appear to protect the devotees, right? Some say you appear to glorify the Yudhishthira, some say you appear to the Yadu to glorify the dynasty of Yadu, some say for the response to the Brahma's prayer, some say to deliver the Mother Earth, right? Some say so in this way various people have various devotees. These are the claims of a devotee. She says ki bhavesmin klishyamana nam avidya kama karma bi. Actually you comes to give the subject matter for the discussion of the people so that they can take to this subject matter and get liberated. So the different devotees. So what the Lord reveals to the devotee, that much only he can know. So among this his secret of his birth, devotees know only that much which is revealed by the Lord. So devotees also cannot understand that completely. So therefore this Guhyam, Lord's birth activities, and they always remain the complete secret. When the Bhishma was telling to Yudhishthira Maharaj that all the sufferings you have gone through, actually it is the plan of Lord. And then the Yudhishthira Maharaj says, the Lord is here only, I will ask him only, na? So then the Krishna is saying, Bhishma is saying, there is no point in asking him. He will speak in such a way that he will confuse you. There is no point in asking him, he is saying. So, if you want to know, ask the Shiva. All the other great authorities. Astyanu bhavam Bhagavan Veda Guhyatamam Shiva Devarshi Narada Sakshat Bhagavan Kapilo Nipo. Asya anubhavam, this Lord's activities, anubhavam, who knows Lord Shiva, Narad Muni, and Sakshat Bhagavan Kapila. So these great sages know the anubhava. So what is anubhava? Is that how the Lord responds out of affection towards his devotees is called as anubhava. So how Lord's response, that is revealed to them. Krishna Chaitanya writes that but even though they are able to see how Lord is responding to the love of a devotees, but still they do not know the intention behind it. So that the intention of a Lord, why he appears, it remains always a mystery. So therefore, and this mystery, Janma Guhyam Bhagavato Ya Etat Prayato Naraha Sayam Prata Gran Bhaktya Dukha Gramad Vimuchyate. So this birth is a mystery which is Krishna himself try to protect it. But Shukadeva Goswami is recommending for us to take to the practice of chanting and glorifying it with care and attention to remove all bad logic, wrong ideas and wrong arguments. Right? And then this mystery will not be revealed completely at any point of time. So this secret remains the secret. And Srimad Bhagavatam is also like a secret plot or a just like a story, there are suspense stories, suspense movies. So this Srimad Bhagavatam is also like that, where the great secrets are hidden. So there are different characteristics of any ideal secret stories. First is that they create some sensation in the beginning only. They will see some crime scenes and the death is coming here and there and creates enough information is given to create the interest. That is a kind of strong hook that is created in the beginning. So Srimad Bhagavatam is also in the beginning is given small description of the incarnations. List of incarnations is given and told that anyone who recites this, he gets the liberation. So that created a hook. So it means if you really want to know, and this is a secret. So there are so many mysteries discussed in the Srimad Bhagavatam, but Subhadeva Goswami is saying you don't get lost. Mysteries, technology is there, mysteries, yogic siddhis are there, but the real mystery is this mystery, that is Janma Guhyam Bhagavato. Lord's birth is described, which is the mystery actually inside, in Bhagavatam. And then he said, okay, then you are given the first time, first chapter only, first third chapter only you are given. No, there are unlimited incarnations, and the most secret will be the most important. Right? What is the most important, it is kept most secret. Right? So that is like Shukadeva Goswami is trying to his audience to become a detective and to find out the mystery. Because who is interested? He want to get liberation, you want to get liberation, right? Is it, then you go through this mystery. And always that any plot, any drama, the detective person start to uncover it. There is so many clues, right? So the first here he has given, the Lord comes as a boar, Lord comes as a Narasingha, Lord comes as man, Lord comes as a different kings, sages. So all these are the hints he has given, and the different places that the when the Hiranyakashipu asked the different wounds, that is the hint, that is the different clues. Oh, that can be a mysterious. That can be mysterious. You go further and try to unravel the mystery. Right? Different clues are given, and there is something called the foreshadowing. Among these plethora of clues, there will be certain clues actually pointing to the deepest mystery. Right? When the Prahlad Maharaj is talking about the different incarnations, he says ki Channakkalo Yadabhavat Srigota Sattvam. So giving the all the ekline between Dalya, which actually points to the deepest mystery at it. Right? Then the sixth canto comes, suddenly he talks about the glories of the holy name. Right? And he points out that how the glories of holy name actually is the process. Among the bhakti is the topmost, but Nama Grahana Adibi, beginning with the holy name, emphasizing the holy name. Right? Then the tenth canto comes, then again the hint is given that he talks about the Krishna comes in the four different colours, but now he has come in the blackish form. Then again Nanda Maharaj repeats the same sentence. He says he Krishna comes in the three other colours, and now he has come into the Shamvarna. So like that, many places he has given the clues and hints, foreshadowing. Among the, there are so many hints which can be talks about the different mysteries, because the deepest mystery has some clues. Then when any movie is there, which is like a Matrix and all, if you see once, you can't understand what happened. Movie get over also, but still you come not understand what happened actually. Then, similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam, even that deepest mystery is revealed in such a way that you miss it. And then you come to the end and say, where is the mystery? He is supposed to describe the mystery. Then in the end, he again gives the hint. I have already told. Right? Yes, I have already told this. You are forced to go back and then read again. Right? You are forced to go back and read again. While talking about the Lord also, he told you, I am going to tell the names and activities of all the incarnations in the four yugas. But when he is to Kali Yuga, he doesn't take the name only. He has promised before that I am going to tell the names and activities of the different incarnations of the different four yugas. But when it comes to the Kali Yuga, he doesn't take the name only. Then, but at the same time, he uses so many extra words to emphasize that this is what the secret is. This is what the secret I want to talk to you. Okay? So in this way, Srimad Bhagavatam, and one other point is there in the story. It's called a rare hearing. If any plot is there, suppose some murder happens and then the 10 possible culprits are there. Then the one person, one clue comes and they started investigating one person. And the investigation goes such a long, because one clue leads to another, it's absorbing. It's almost that he is the person who is responsible. But actually that is a distraction. It completely distracts the whole narrative. And in the end it again brings to the what is the real mystery. So similarization with Bhagavatam, so suddenly Krishna's appearance is described. And then it is like this is the real mystery now revealed. And it goes on, you get lost in the Krishna's pastimes, and then you likely miss the real mystery which is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is predicted in the Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the real mystery, because that is the mystery when the people of Kali Yuga, who are supposed to read this book, when they understand this, when understand Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then they are again liberated. For them, this is the mystery, this is the birth, this is the Goyam which will liberate them. And in this way, one reads again and again and again Srimad Bhagavatam, then this mystery is revealed and it will again can go deeper and deeper, deeper into the Janma Guhyam Bhagavato, the Lord's mysterious appearances in this world. Hare Krishna, thank you very much for your patient listening. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. If any questions are, no, it's already one. Today is also the appearance day of Sita Devi, consort of Lord Ramchandra. Today is the appearance of Janva Devi, consort of Nityanand Prabhu, and then the disappearance of Madhu Pandit. So the appearances of just like a Lord, Lord's consorts and energy is also confidential. Sita Devi appeared from the earth when the and the associates of the Lord, also their birth and disappearance is confidential. Jai Srila Prabhupada and Ki.
Hare Krishna.